Okay, Paul Vertigo, UC Farm Advisor for grapes and bush berries and cane berries. Also do a little bit of tag team with Brent Holtz on almonds.
What's going on today here in Lodi?
Well, this is the annual Grape Day we have that talks, gives presentations today. We'll deal with the recent research, both on campus and locally, get the growers up to date on things going on in the vineyard from the research perspective. Also, in this case today, we had some a talk on the compliance issues coming up with the irrigated regulatory program. And so every year for the last 63 years, we have this event in early February to provide some information for the growers and also the opportunity to get together, taste some wines, and have a luncheon speaker.
Yeah, it's a nice networking event, but also you have some very important topics in there. Like you said, research on some of the canker diseases and even weed control and the irrigated lands program. That's really, those forms came out and kind of freaked everyone out. So it's nice to have a wide variety of what's going on in the industry represented.
Yeah, we try to provide a program. It's I go through the list of people that we can hopefully get each year to speak, but we're fortunate. We're pretty close to Davis, so we have a pretty good access to all the people on campus and throughout the state, too, with some of the specialists who have statewide responsibilities. But as far as topics, and try to kind of put together, like you said, kind of a diversified program that's sometimes there's an interest in having a day-long session on a particular topic, but in this method, I think we kind of provide a lot of little bits of information for the grower.
Seem to be getting good response from the attendees here who are asking questions afterwards. We talked about attendance and how it might have been, you could go either way with the weather. If it's really good weather or really bad weather, sometimes that affects attendance, but it looks pretty good today.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty good turnout. People have had an opportunity to get a lot done with the dry weather, so I think everybody's had a day that they could take off and see what's going on.
We were at the Wine Grape Symposium last week up in Sacramento. They talked about how this area, Lodi, is really kind of primed to be the next big push into the wine market of making higher priced wines to kind of reinvigorate the wine markets. This wine, or this area really is the going to be the next premier wine area, and these growers are a big part of that.
Yeah, there's always been a good reason to grow grapes in Lodi. The infrastructure's here, the growing conditions, the experience from the growers, and the support of the community. And again, we're fairly close to resource information such as Davis campus. But Lodi's a good place to grow grapes because the combination kind of the soils, weather, and location provides for a kind of a literal straddle of two worlds, both the Central Valley and the coast, so that they can get production here, but also quality.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Paul.
All right. Awesome.